Let me start by saying that it is an imperative goal that Greece appoints a globally respected five-star finance minister with expertise and skills to build trust and confidence. Appointing a globally respected five-star minister is the most important reform for Greece. This is about meritocracy, not nepotism. This is about axiokratia. Axiokratia. As a public service, Japonica has begun a multimedia campaign focused on presenting a scorecard to rate the expertise and skills of Greece finance minister candidates on a 1 to 5 star scale. The campaign includes full-page notices in major international newspapers, including the FT, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal. We've also begun a full multimedia campaign in Greece. As will be discussed by Christopher Magarian, the scorecard has three areas of expertise: finance, accounting, and turnaround management, and four skills known as MAC, for measuring, analyzing, creating value, and communicating. Professor Serafin will provide additional insights into MAC as it applies to a global five-star finance minister for Greece. The scorecard and a technical capabilities checklist can be found at mostimportantreform.info. It's shocking to learn that after 15 years in the Eurozone, the Greece government does not publish consolidated financial statements. The government does not even have an audited balance sheet. And the government continues to report numbers that, from a transparency and governance perspective, are comparable to those produced using single-entry cash basis accounting systems, which are known to cultivate massive corruption and inefficiency. As will be discussed by Dr. Ian Ball, with single-entry accounting in contrast to double-entry accounting, the following actions may not have the expected impact on the government's financial statements: giving away government assets, overpaying for assets, or forgiving money owed to the government. With cash basis accounting in contrast to accrual accounting, fiscal illusions are created by disingenuously manipulating the timing of cash flows, especially hiding commitments requiring future payments. The Greece government cannot know if it is better off or worse off from a single decision or from period to period if there is no calculation of the change in balance sheet net worth. The globally replicable solution is double entry accrual basis international accounting standards, which are IPSAS and IFRS. IPSAS and IFRS provide the necessary independently audited financial statements to detect corruption, improve efficiency, and report internationally comparable and credible financial information. Over the past 15 years, successive Greek governments have announced at least 6 plans to implement international accounting standards, and each time have circumvented implementation by appointing incapable finance ministers with very low scorecard ratings. To turn around a failed state requires state building. And history shows that to drive positive change in a destructive financial culture requires a globally respected five-star finance minister with expertise in finance, accounting, and turnaround management, as well as the necessary MAC skills. As Professor Sol will discuss, Europe has centuries of impressive history on double-entry accrual basis accounting, popularized by five-star finance ministers who transcend nationality, and the Greek government must show its sincere interest in being a valuable member of the Eurozone by appointing a globally respected five-star finance minister to build trust and confidence. Again, this is about meritocracy, not nepotism. This is about axiokratia. Thank you.